This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, lots of things going on, and there's no question about it. You must visit. I mean, here I am ordering you around. It's so early in the morning on the Pacific Coast, of course. On the East Coast, you've got a little bit of coffee in you. But anyway, here we're dying. We haven't got the coffee yet. Coffee is brewing off right now. But momentarily, I'll be back at it with the Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things going on with New California. You do not want to miss out on the opportunities that will lie with New California. Okay, so a lot of things happening now. We're running up to the, 19, 18, whatever days we have left now before the election. Once every 2 years, we have elections around here. It's just amazing. Anyway, the election that's on the run-up right now, we're doing, I think, fairly good. Everybody's, it's interesting, we're in the final weeks of this, and everybody's saying, we got blue wave, we got red wave, we got blue wave, we got red wave, we got blue. I think the sentiment is we have red waves everywhere. That's just my opinion, and I'm pretty close to all this because I get calls all the time from at least California. Indicating that is, in fact, the case. The red wave is surviving. Now, some other bigger issues that are happening, this caravan business. Now, don't you just love it when they had this caravan, how many months ago? Was it March, April, May, something like that? And Pueblo Sin Frontera, they were the group, Pueblo Sin Frontera, you may remember, they were the group that was out there organizing a caravan. We first heard it was 500 human beings coming from, I think this one's from El Salvador. And they were going to be marching up through Mexico and then into the United States. That was their plan. And, well, of course, a quick assessment, just exactly like this one that's on the way now, because there is another one. In spite of being told not to do it and the president acting very forcefully, as we'll talk about here in a second, decide, well, we're just going to do it anyway. Who cares about these American laws? No stinking American laws. We want to come now. And, of course, the numbers, and like it did with Pueblo Sin Frontera, that little organizing group that was just north of the border, what happened there was, of course, you had a whole bunch of people who started adding on. So they started, it was like a pile on. Oh, it's 500. Oh, then it was 1,300, then it was 1,500, oh, then all of it. Like, and a quick assessment. And by the way, I think they figured out the thing. Don't go on Facebook. Don't show your Facebook pictures in this caravan. Because in the last one, we were using Facebook and resources and assets on the ground, actually, to tell us that, oh, it was way more than 1,500. It was more like 10,000. That was the preliminary guess that we got. I say guess. It's just, it was and, you know, backed up by the loads and loads of Facebook pictures that were showing continual streams of literally hundreds of people streaming up towards the northern border. And, of course, it was gathering momentum. Now, we have the same sort of thing going on now. Now, that wave came up and it kind of washed ashore, and it got processed properly, which is kind of interesting. Some people actually did go to the proper places they were supposed to go. But then, of course, they were met with resistance, and this is when, oh, we separated the kids and all this stuff. And, of course, the facts are many of these kids are rented kids. Rented kids. A lot of them have been bought and sold or stolen, abducted kids for the trek north. These kids are bought and sold as slaves. We know this. So here we have a second wave coming along, and from roughly Honduras and El Salvador, roughly the same area. And there is an organizer to it, a single individual, former lawmaker, as I understand it. And this caravan is moving north. Now, we were calling for the president on Monday to do the right thing. It's our border, after all, and to do the right thing and basically to shut down the border. Shut down that border. So, glad to wake up this morning, because guess what? That's exactly what it looks like the president is calling for, is actually shutting down the border and calling up the troops. Now, I welcome this. I do. I think that that's exactly what he should do. It's from Fox News. Trump threatens to call U.S. military to close southern border as 4,000-strong migrant caravan pushes north. Now, they say it's not 4,000, of course, but it's got to be at least that. Our word is it's 10,000. That's we're settling on that one. So somebody's being conservative here. Fine. It says the U.S. military will close our southern border with Mexico if officials there won't. If they don't stop the northward push of a massive migrant caravan.
Expanded that threat to include El Salvador and Guatemala, saying if this caravan is allowed to travel through their country, quote, all U.S. payments to them will stop. Currently, the U.S. gives Honduras about $130 million, $300 million to Guatemala, $75 million to El Salvador. So why does the president say it? Because history tells us if this caravan makes it to the U.S. border, they will be allowed in. That's the law. Recall in April, 300 Central Americans arriving in Tijuana, claiming asylum. The U.S. processed and released each family, and Congress has shown no willingness to change the law. So right now, according to AP and Reuters, this caravan crossed from Honduras into Guatemala Monday, swelling from 150 Friday to more than 2,000 now, pushing past two police barriers. Their next stop would be Mexico.
The reason for being part of this march is to be part of the American dream, to improve ourselves, again, for our children, for our family.
So moving as a group makes sense, safety in numbers and no smuggling fee. The flip side, however, they're very visible. Now, under international law, refugees claiming a credible fear of persecution are supposed to file their asylum claim in the first country they set foot. This case, in some cases, Mexico. But that rule is widely ignored.
They talk about credible fear. Well, if they're leaving Honduras because they're fearful of that country, whether the government or the criminal gangs, they go through Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico before they get to the U.S. How credible is that for
right.
them?
So the U.S. has offered to pay Mexico to stop and deport Central Americans from that border, because right now the U.S. is taking in all these Central Americans each month and cannot, under the law, turn them away. Back to you.
William Lajeunesse, thank you.
Well, there you have it. Contact your congressman, right? Well, I think he needs to close the border. He needs to close the border. That's what I think. That's just, you know, I'm just giving you my perspective. The article goes on and says Trump's latest threat against the caravan, which originated in Honduras and is bound for the U.S. in a bid to escape pervasive poverty and violence, comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heads to Central America to discuss the issue. And it said, what we ought to do is just conquer all these countries and make them part of America. I'm sorry, a little southward expansion might solve a few problems, too. It says, there's a quote here. It says, I am watching the Democrat Party led, because they want open borders and existing weak laws. I am watching the Democratic Party led assault on our country by Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, whose leaders are doing little to stop this large flow of people, including many criminals, from entering U.S. or Mexico to U.S., Trump tweeted Thursday morning. He added, in addition to stopping all payments to these countries, which seem to have almost no control over their population, I must, in the strongest terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught, and if I'm unable to do so, I will call up the military and close their southern border. I say do it. Close the border. And, of course, the timing of this is just perfect, right? Right before the elections. And these people are going to flood across. The plan, obviously, is these people flooding across the border, coming primarily to places like California where they can influence the votes. And we know these programs, these organized programs for this activity, what I just described, is happening right now in many communities in California. We know that. You know, the reports that we're getting, it's getting as far as up north to the Bay Area, where you have even caravans of vans filled with humans up there. That's one of the reports that we're getting in the Bay Area coming along the 880 corridor. You know, I'm looking at a report that's on my phone right now from some of our citizen journalists. And then, of course, the report's coming from Southern California, Orange, the city of Orange in particular, where Chapman University spearheads a Maoist organization. You can imagine how that works. We have issues. We have issues going forward. And we must stop these migrants. Else we won't even have a border, right? And of course, that's exactly what the Democrats want, isn't it? Sad, but true. Sad, but true. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
We have to do something other than building a wall. It's immoral, expensive, ineffective, and not something that people do between countries. But in any event, it happens to be like a manhood issue for the president. And I'm not interested in that.
She was speaking to Harvard students. She should talk to our next guest, though, whose son, right there you see his picture, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza. He was murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant back in 2014. Joining us now with her reaction to Nancy Pelosi is Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza. Good morning, Marianne. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Thank you.
What'd you think about that? It's a manhood issue?
Every time Nancy Pelosi opens her mouth, it's just a laugh because she's so out of touch with reality that's the opportunity she took with a Harvard student to answer a serious national security question about our southern border being secure, and she took another jab at our president. Until our politicians really make a stand and get the word out to the world that we are not going to keep allowing this invasion of our country to happen, we're going to continue to see these caravans of people because we have politicians like Nancy Pelosi who encourage them to keep making this trek.
Yeah, they're happening more and more. We saw one in April. Now they're back again. Thousands of people, and the crowd gets bigger and bigger as they head north. The president was tweeting this morning about it. He sent out a series of tweets, and we want to read you one of them. It says, in addition to stopping all payments to these countries, which seem to have almost no control over their population, I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught. And if unable to do so, listen to this, Marianne, I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border. His idea, would that work? Are you in favor of that, closing the border altogether?
Absolutely, 100%. This is what's needed to happen for a long time, Ainsley. We have the right to protect the citizens of this country. And if we have elected officials who are not going to work with our president and get the funds necessary to put a wall because these people will continue finding a way to get over our poor southern border, we have got to get strong and get serious and let these people know this isn't a joke. This isn't just people from South America, as you know. It's threats from other parts of this world coming. They know how easy it is to get across our border. Michelle Rood and I cross our southern border in Arizona, climb through a barbed wire fence in 2 seconds. And, you know, it's sad that is what our southern border is, and that's what people find acceptable.
What do you say to those people that would watch this morning and hear you say that and think we're callous to the moms that are taking their babies to the border, that are seeking asylum? Because if you look at these crowds, there are a lot of kids in the crowds, too. So what do you say to the critics?
You know, I watched a video yesterday of the CBP going out of their way and tripping over themselves to show the media these brand new facilities that they're building. I didn't agree to have my taxpayer money be spent in that way. These people know that we have immigration laws, and they shouldn't be taking that chance and that gamble when they head towards the United States. And I want to let my fellow Americans know, don't forget about your fellow Americans that have been permanently separated from their loved ones. You know, over 4,300 Americans a year are killed by illegal aliens present in our country, and hundreds of thousands of your fellow Americans are affected by illegal alien crime. You have got to start standing up for your fellow Americans. It's ridiculous the amount of support and sanctuary that's provided for illegal aliens present in our country breaking our law. I'm stunned of what this country has become.
Marianne Mendoza, we're sorry for your loss. Thank you.
Marianne Mendoza. Angel Mom, speaking about this caravanning business, and looks like they're gonna push the president to something that he doesn't want to do. Of course, he's gonna pull out. I think he's gonna do it. I think he's gonna close the southern border with troops. And of course, the big question is, where is the Congress on this? Well, you got to remember, it's void. It's vacuous. You had Paul Ryan. And he's in support of the illegal immigrants. We know that. And before him, it was John Boehner. So, you know, this is something that we have to endure until the red wave comes. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be a different ballgame. But one thing is very, very sure. This is part of the plan to bring these immigrants across the border now. And I bet you they're going to all come to California. I don't know. Maybe they'll go to Texas. But they're going to get driver's license, and they're going to register to vote. This is the Democratic way. This is what they want. If you cannot beat them on the issues, you cheat. That's exactly what they're doing all over California. We know that. The whole system is completely corrupt. This is a third world country, the way that voting is held around here. And everybody knows it. This is the open secret about what is going on here in California and the rest of the United States. The templated version of our illegal voting system is all over the United States now. And part of that happens to deal with all these, there's a numbers game that goes on. And some people might not be understanding this, why they need the illegal aliens, illegal foreign nationals who are invading our country to go and register to vote. They're fraudulent, but they are registered voters nonetheless. That number becomes part of the equation of all people who vote. Now, what that means is this, is if you've got a whole bunch of provisional ballots and you're a Democrat, and these provisional ballots are dead people, thousands of dead people, or re-ballots, voting twice, the third, fourth, fifth time in different areas, different parts of the state, then they just throw those in the mix. But you see, if they did not have a higher voter registration number, then all of a sudden people would start asking questions. Oh, my goodness. You mean L.A. County, you got 140% of your registered voters voted. How do you get 140% of your registered voters to vote? Get it? So they need that higher number that's going to register there so they can have the illegal voting going on. They can change and sway the ballot box any way they want to. By way of like provisional ballots or mail-in ballots, things like that. See the way they play the numbers? That's why they need these people to register. One of the main reasons. And their biggest tool against stopping Donald Trump right now isn't about candidates in various places. It's about how to preserve and protect their crooked, their corrupt election system. That's what this is about. So the timing on this looks like they're going to show up in November, start flooding the system a little bit before November, probably the end of this. Well, we're almost at the end of the month. God, it's the 18th already. So their voter rolls are going to swell. That's really what's going to happen. I don't know why we're all so concerned, right? Why should we be concerned? Well, for good reason, obviously, because the country demographically is designed to be changed by these folks. This is the change that Obama brought us in 2008. How's that all working out for everybody? No control at the southern border in California. No control at the border. Bring in the kids, right? Bring in the kids and the families. The kids and the families are nothing more than the distractions against the others that are streaming across the border illegally in places where it cannot be maintained by our border patrol. That's why we need the troops to go down there and stop it, prevent them from coming across the border. That's why we need the border wall. Get it? And it's working in places where the wall is being built. Walls do work, actually. Anyway, we got a break coming up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, the big story is Trump threatening to close the border. That's the big one, family border crossing. This is what we're seeing right now on Drudge. It's a big, big day on Drudge for all this. It says 19 days, Pelosi slams Trump manhood issue. Dems already raised $1 billion. Mount Midwestern comeback victory would put president under microscope. Beto goes negative. McCaskill demands O'Keefe investigation. Middle class Avengers attacking Republican candidates. Operative arrested for battery against GOP manager. Networks treat election night like presidential year. Many don't plan to vote. Okay, well, that's a red one right there. I'm going to get into that in a second. That is going to be the other topic. I'm only going to get to these two, which goes, we want to get more into the caravan, what we're seeing here, and a little bit of my own commentary on this, because we do have additional information that's come into Agenda 21 Radio about this whole thing. We are really, really, really concerned about it, obviously. And what we're concerned about is what type of violence are they looking forward to doing? Interesting little thing, though. A little. It says this is way down below the fold, I guess you would say. Way down below the fold. Coming soon, Mueller ready to deliver key findings. Pushing Manafort for Roger Stone dirt. Assembles team of cooperators. One more bombshell indictment? Question mark. Cohen meets with prosecutors investigating Trump family business charities and so on. Let's see. Treasury official arrested for leaking BuzzFeed. Oh, now this is interesting why this isn't up there so much, right? Update, student gunman killed 17 at Crimea College. Manhunt for possible accomplice. And Putin has trouble right now with ISIS. Just that's another little thing. Little side note, right? Now, this is all playing out because this is all point of attack stuff that's happening right now by the other side to us. That's really what this is. That's really what it amounts to. Says here, this article, though, says here, a family border crossing set record, new caravan grows, Trump threatens. Okay, so we're going to do this one here. The family border crossings set records. This is just the tertiary on the surface stuff that we're reporting. There's certainly a lot more to this, as we're going to find out. It says, the number of migrant parents entering the United States with children has surged to record levels in the 3 months since President Donald Trump ended family separations at the border, dealing the administration a deepening crisis 3 weeks before the midterm elections. Yeah, where is this? Oh, someplace. This is a Texas paper. And don't use much Breitbart anymore. They've really changed their format, by the way. A little concerned. I mean, I think they're dropping circulation. The U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested 16,000 family members in September, the highest 1 month on record, and an 80% increase from July, according to unpublished Homeland Security statistics obtained by the Washington Post. There you go. Says large numbers of 100 or more Central American parents and children have been crossing the Rio Grande and the deserts of Arizona to turn themselves in, and by citing a fear of return, the families are typically assigned to a court date and released from custody. We're getting hammered daily, said one Border Patrol agent in South Texas who spoke on the condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to speak to the news media. Having campaigned on a promise to stop illegal immigration and build a border wall, Trump now faces a spiraling enforcement challenge with no ready solutions. The soaring arrest records and a new caravan of Central American migrants heading north have left him in a furious state, White House aides said. Trump has been receiving regular updates on the border numbers, telling senior policy advisor Stephen Miller and chief of staff John Kelly that something has to change, according to senior administration officials. Aides, including Miller and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, have continually told the president that many of the children coming across the borders are being smuggled illegally and that the United States is being taken advantage of. The president's welling anger has left him pushing once more for a reinstatement of a family separation policy in some form, which he believes is the only thing that has worked, despite the controversy it triggered. Well, when you enable, this is what happens. And, of course, everybody had to back down because of the enabling outrage that happened from the left, right? Trump continues to criticize Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen and has asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to work with Mexico to make it tougher for Central American immigrants to cross its southern border, inserting the issue into ongoing trade negotiations. Senior DHS officials said Wednesday that Nielsen continues to take the lead role engaging with leaders from Central American immigration issues. It has been in regular contact with the Mexican government and the transition team of President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who will take office in December. Not soon enough, right? Not soon enough. It says Trump has been lashing out this week at the new caravan of 2,000 migrants, mostly from Honduras, who crossed into Guatemala on Monday, pushing past police roadblocks. On Tuesday, Trump threatened to cut off aid to Guatemala, blah, blah, blah. Trump urged GOP lawmakers or candidates to campaign on the issue in a tweet Wednesday. Hard to believe that with thousands of people from south of the border walking unimpeded towards our country in the form of large caravans, that the Democrats won't approve legislation that will allow laws for the protection of our country. Great midterm issue for Republicans, he wrote. The latest DHS figures, 107,212 family unit members were taken into custody during the 2018 fiscal year, obliterating the previous high of 77,000 set in 2016. There have been several senior-level meetings at the White House about the numbers, administration members said, where Miller has channeled the president's frustration. Miller? Who's Miller? Who's Miller? Did I miss something? Must be obviously an official. Miller is pushing for a more aggressive stance, including changes in U.S. ports of entry, that would make it tougher for asylum-seeking Central Americans to gain admission. Another option under consideration is known as binary choice. Would detain family or migrant families together and give parents choice. Stay in immigration jail with their child for months or years as the asylum proceeds. I think that's a good choice. We'll be back.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast,
easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm not using much Breitbart anymore. They changed their format on their website. It's terrible. they're really disaffecting their readership. it's the most self-destructive thing I've ever seen in a publication, where they've changed their format on the website, and it's terrible. It's disorganized, jumbled up. It's not easily used. And of course, this has been the plight for Breitbart. Their websites really have been managed badly. And I know that a lot of people, when they try and use them on their tablets and so on like that, it's just the system. Something's not right, you know, with their web. And it's just, that's the way it is. So they got it kind of broken down here, and I'm sussing through stories here by politics and entertainment and media, economy, world, sports, tech, and social justice. Well, there's nothing about the United States other than it just says politics. What's that mean? So I guess this must be U.S. politics. See, they used to have it broken down by region, like state, like Breitbart, Texas, and California, you know, that sort of thing. And it worked out really, gosh, world, world news, hello. They really had it well organized, but now all of a sudden they've done something completely different. This is when they lose viewers, by the way. And that's another problem, losing their viewers. Look at what Drudge does. Drudge does 1996 stuff. And he's got the largest viewership of all because he's been consistent. And I know, we played around with our own websites. We're trying not to do that. You know, it's been a year and a half since the new one has been changed. And people like it. You know, so people are like it. We get good comments on it. So I say, okay. It's pretty easily understood because it's broken down in the segments I talk about. And so it's a user-friendly. My point is, it's not user-friendly, Breitbart. So, guys... get your act together. You got the stories going on, but the stories are mumbo-jumbo. They make no sense. They're not in any kind of spatial alignment from one related to the other. Trending now. What's that? I mean, is that a country, trending now? I've never heard such a country. I know what trending now means, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, on this, Orange County Republicans pound anti-tax message to stop blue wave. You heard it, slurping Agenda 21 radio coffee. I'm sorry I had to slip it in. Anyway, Orange County. That's another. That is a good story. Maybe I'll get to that one. Who's written that? Chris Street. Our Chris Street. I mean, really, what this is, it's like voodoo story gathering is what it is. That's what it is. Orange County Republicans look to stop Democrats' blue wave. This is our Chris Street did this. Okay. Listen to the story. What's about listen to the story? Can listen to the story? What's up with this? No, I'm sorry. I've got to experiment with this. What are they talking about?
Moscow Mule Mimosa Hybrid, also Bloody
Orange
Mary's, Irish coffee variations.
The Democrats
okay. Well, I like that. They're reading the story. And however many minutes, it's 3 minutes long. I mean, gosh, they get it. I like that. Okay, I like that. I like that. Okay, Breitbart, I like that. I'm legitimate there. I like the way that works. And our own Chris Street wrote it. See, this you just never know what you're going to find when you get into these things. But I got to get back to the big story, though, and the bigger stories that are happening right now, and that's the story of the caravan and what is going on with the caravan and all that other good stuff. Because this is, you know, this is really vital to understand this. It is absolutely vital to understand what is going on vis-a-vis, I guess you would say, all the other stories in the country. This is the quintessential story, really, right now, is what is happening at our border. And, of course, it suits everybody just fine. Wink, wink, nod, nod. This invasion continues. We have no respect for our border. And now we're getting hundreds of thousands of people rolling in just before the election. It's all part of their plan. It's all part of the plan. So really, what value, and again, what this is ensuring is they, you see the Democrats, the so-called, whatever they are, communists, they have to ensure the integrity of the election, the corrupt election system that they've got in place that's taken them all these years to put in place, right? That's what they've got to do. They've got to ensure that. So they've got to flood and get more people registered to vote. And most of them will go out and vote, probably. Illegally, of course, but that's it's, never mind the law. They're coming across illegally anyway. Although they've got the whole system rigged, don't they? Anyway, we've got another break coming up. When we come back, we're going to close out the hour. Please visit our website. 821R.com, that's 821R.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Put an end to a lot of this tomfoolery. Stay with us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? we can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we did it. We get it. We're going to go there. We're going to rush right over there and buy some clothes and everything, because New California is going to be happening. Anyway, gosh, there's just so many things going on, and we're going to bring it all to you. You know, the other stories that are out there right now, we're going to be talking about these races and stuff like that, the politics. It's political season. But, you know, this whole the negativity over the voting system and the corrupt negatives, especially here in California, is starting to really unfold and unravel. You know, they're starting to really question this whole voter situation and how corrupt that whole thing is. I mean, these are things I think that are very, very important for people to obviously understand, that this level of corruption that's here in our midst is something that just cannot be tolerated. And if it's allowed to continue, we are in real trouble as a country, real trouble, because it has spread. The infection, the Californication, has spread to the rest of the nation. That's my biggest fear. That's my biggest fear. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. We're also going to be opening up the phone lines next hour, 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. And that is 215-TOP-TALK. TOP-TALK is the terminology there. As we've shuffled the letters around and the numbers to match, right? It used to be we always talked in those terms about our phone numbers back in the day. We always had a word before the numbers. And no weird. Like Kellogg. I remember. K-E. That was the first thing. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Like I said, visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Get all the news and information about what's happening there. We're posting stories in the next hour, so check it out. NewCaliforniaState.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, America, stay strong. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.